Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're headed full steam into harvest, and I wanted to remind folks, or maybe introduce folks, to a few resources that Extension offers for handling, harvesting, and managing stored grain. We do have a late start to harvest, and many producers are trying to find a balance between waiting for the crops to dry in the field, but not waiting so long that the weather makes harvesting a challenge or even pushes harvest into next spring, and we'll hope that certainly doesn't happen. There is a number of resources available from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach for farmers as they look for information to help make these decisions about handling and storing that grain. First of all, a great resource for anyone is the Integrated Crop Management website. This is a website newsletter and has several articles posted weekly, if not more often, throughout the harvest season on the latest tips and guidelines for storing corn, as well as lots of different articles on agronomists from across the state and what they're seeing across the state as the harvest comes out. Always a good place to start when making those decisions. Local field agronomist Aaron Swigling also has several publications and resources that he would recommend. We have several of those linked from our website, or you can stop in the office to pick up a copy. A very good publication on soybean storage and harvest. Lots of that certainly going on right now. Also, some good information about drying. Our local ag engineering specialist Sean Schaus has great resources that he's recommended, and we've put some of those on our Cass County Extension webpage for folks to click on and look through. Or again, if you can't get that done, don't want to spend the time in the house on the computer, stop by our office or we can email you a link as well to look through. Certainly different tools on the Ag Decision Maker website. There's a couple of different decision tools for estimating the cost of drying corn, as well as comparing the shrink and drying of grain at different level moisture levels during harvest. Also, several extension publications from surrounding universities dealing with topics such as drying with unheated air, estimating moisture content, measuring airflow, saving fuel energy, and more. Also, if you head to the Iowa State University Extension main webpage, you'll see a couple of very timely articles for people. The first one talks about measuring propane used for grain drying. Mark Hanna, ag engineer on campus at Iowa State, estimates that propane accounts for more than 90% of the energy used in high-temperature corn drying. So he is recommending several resources and calculators on the Ag Decision Maker website to help farmers make some good decisions about how to reduce the energy footprint that they take up during the drying process. Another great resource would be some farm energy publications. The ISU Farm Energy Project has many different publications on how to improve on-farm energy management and increase profitability in a rapidly changing energy environment. To find those, you can just look up farm energy on the Iowa State University Extension webpage, and it will take you to a complete list of those programs. Another great article there on the Iowa State University Extension homepage talks about farmers managing stress this time of year. And that's certainly something that we don't always think about, but it can certainly be true. As we get into the excitement of harvest season, it always seems like a big sigh of relief for many farmers. But along with that sigh of relief, there is certainly long hours, lots of pressure to get the harvest out, especially with a late harvest season, as well as marketing decisions, farm harvesting, grain storage decisions like we were just talking about. Lots of things riding on all of those decisions being made during a very short period of time this harvest season. And at times that can be overwhelming for producers. So there is an excellent resource available on the ISU Extension homepage talking about dealing with stress. There is a publication on Ag Decision Maker talking about managing farm decision-making stress and handling stress as a family. There's also a list in that article of some signs of stress in farmers to look for, as well as a great reminder that if you're needing someone to talk to or just want to know how to get your head around some of these decisions, the Iowa Concern Hotline is a 24-hour 1-800 number that farmers can call. That number is on the website, or you can also now a Iowa Concern website with a chat feature for folks to talk online anytime as well. So good resources to remember as we head into this always exciting but occasionally stressful period of harvest and beyond. For more information on any of these farm topics or any topic and information on upcoming Extension programs, invite you to stop by the Extension office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, right on the fairgrounds. You can give us a call, 712-243-1132, or find us online at the Cass County ISU Extension website anytime, or follow us for the latest updates on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.